רשוס, ראש הישיבה שליטה, ראש הישיבה, כל המסובים כאן. I always like to quote my son. When he came home the first day from Cheder, my wife asked him, what did the Rebbe say? He said, he didn't say anything, he was only talking. So really, I don't want to speak at all, I just want to say something. That's I want to say two things. First of all, I want to say thank you. When you came, there was a war going on, and now there's a ceasefire. In the Torah Magnum Matzle, there's no one who can deny the fact. If somebody says that you did it, no one can deny it. Yashar Koyach. Talmud Torah, Be'agil Ba'amol, can stop a war. Everybody knows that. Yashar Koyach Lechem. I was corrected. It's not the first time it happened. 9 years ago, it also happened. It doesn't matter. The thank you. The second thing I want to say is to thank you for some chizuk. I had a Rebbe who used to quote the Baal Shem Tov. The pasuk in Shmuel, in Shiras Devoira. Ein sur kelekein, the pasuk says. The Gemara Bracha says, "Ein sur, al tikra ein sur, ein tsayer." There's no tsayer. There's no artist like the Rebbe Nishleim. The Baal Shem Tov used to say that the pshat is an artist paints a picture. If you stand from far, it looks real. You enjoy. You can put yourself into it, and you can imagine that you're standing where the picture is. It looks real. When you get close, you see that it's only a painting. The Rebbe Nishim is also an artist. He's also a painter. He painted a beautiful picture, the Bria. And this is just the other way. When you stand far, you know that it's nothing. When you get close, you think that it's something. That's what Olam Hazeh is. I'm fascinated always by the Yachikal from two things. I'm fascinated always by the risk of the rice in the Beis Medrash, and I think that I share that with everyone. But I also share some, I was thinking about it a lot. A good percent of the people sitting here interact every day either with Goyim or with the who are right from Torah. And I can imagine if somebody says to a co-worker, to a partner, a Goy, I'm going to Israel for a week, I'm dropping everything, I'm going to figure out why if I light somebody else's field, we'll have to pay for it. Boy, you guys are off the wall. What are you doing? What are you doing? Try to explain Amelis Batoya to a Goy. He doesn't know what you're talking about. Shabbos Kodesh. Is Meinon Babo, any one of the tzaddikim say that the pshat is when we get to Elam Babo, we know that this world is all a spiel. On Shabbos, you can stand back and look at the picture from far and realize that what we might think a whole week is something. We come to Shabbos, we see that it's nothing because we can stand from afar. Shabbos is like standing in Elam Babo. You watch Elam Hazeh. We see that as only a painting. It's nothing more. We say in davening, it's not a pasuk. Hashem Moloch, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Moloch Le'olam Moed. The Seidlach is incorrect. It should say first Hashem Moloch, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Moloch. Why does it start with Hashem Moloch and then Hashem Moloch? Now I saw in a Sefer Kadma, and the pshat is like this. Malchus Shemayim means that I realize that there's nothing else besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. In Shemayim, there's no union of time. It's one long span. Netzach is one long span. In Shemayim, Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech, always was, is, and will be. Differences in time are in this world. In this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Melech until the Chet of Adam Rishon. Kozman, the Yetzer Hara had no shlit in the world. Ribbono Shel Olam was all-encompassing. To our realization, from the time of Adam eating from Eitz HaDaas until Mashiach, there's Yetzer Hara in the world, And the Welt became a Helam. It became a picture that people think is real. Hashem Melech in Shemayim, Hashem Melech until the Chet of Adam Rishon, Hashem Yimlech Leilam Vod. And our job is to realize, to bring Hashem Melech, to bring Malchus Shemayim down into this world, in between the Hashem Melech and Hashem Yimlech, it's our job to show Malchus Shemayim. The Hashimah of Blazun Zechrein Levracha once told my uncle, Zog deine Kinder, tell your children there's nothing else besides Kvod Shemayim. When one stands spends his lifetime in the Beis Medrash, he can also come to the mistake and think that this painting is really real, that there's something real in this world. When all of you come and stand back from each of your Olam Hazeh and show us that if you stand back and you realize that Olam Hazeh is only a picture, it's only to trick us, to make us think that there's something, that's the Yetzer Hara. What those who sit in the Beis Medrash need the chizuk all the same. And when we see you coming, dropping everything that you have, and reminding us that all there is Kvod Shemayim, for that we thank you. That's the second thank you. I'd just like to make a suggestion. In the Welt, this word is credited to Rav Chaim Shmuel Levy, Zichrono Livracha. And he used to say that when Rabbi Akiva came after 24 years, after 12 years, and he heard that his Rebbetzin was Masal, he goes back for another 12 years, the Mashmois in the Gemara is that he didn't go in to say hello. And the Shai says, why not? And Rav Chaim is famous, you saw this, 12 and 12 is not 24. A Retzifus of learning of 24 years is not the same as 12 and 12. There's a movement in New York, in Lakewood I know. If 12 years of learning and 12 years of learning is not the same as 24, 4 hours of working and 4 hours of working is not 8 hours of working. And there's a movement in Lakewood that they have us in the office. There's a Seder Limud for an hour to break your day. You're not working for 8 hours. You work 4 hours and 4 hours. It's a different Messias. If it's impossible to set that up in your line of business, take along a safe in your pocket, quietly to yourself, break your day, and instead of 8 hours, an 8 hour day, you have 4 hours and 4 hours. So the Choshev Talmud Chochem, who once went to say Yeshir in Yeshiva Seisha Torah, there was a friend of his who was interested in knowing if he went because he wanted to use his koiches to be mashpiyan bali shuva, or because he needed parnasa. So he said, you went because you went to Eish for chitzim or for mamoinoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. We should go back and take away from our Eishim Shin Mechitzov, come with new koiches, and to spend all the new koiches to be matzlich in everything you do.